How good is 11?
You know, I had to listen to our last podcast. No, a couple of podcasts ago to see if you actually pussied out and edited out.
Yeah, I did.
The bit you did, like a fucking giant sook. But I had to listen to it, which means I had to listen to my own horrendous voice. First of all,
I don't think any good would have come of keeping that in.
My laugh is ridiculous and I laugh all the time. Well done for you for making me laugh all the time, by the way.
Have you seen the YouTube video?
No, I'm not going to watch. I'd rather watch myself do porn than watch myself fucking sit and talk into a microphone.
Well, it's funny you should ask that because there is a Pornhub version as well.
I'd watch that. I'd totally watch that. I was joking with a mate of mine, and I think I'll turn it into a bit somewhere along the line. Surely it's going to pop. Something I did, that's why I talked about the AI thing in the last one. It'll pop up at some point, and I just hope that the descriptions are nice. I just hope they do nice, like, big busty woman gives enthusiastic blowjob, not like fat chick does. I'm just hoping it's...
Yeah, but then people will copy and write that. Big-eared cunt
is that how you reckon?
Barely puts any effort in. He seems happy with himself, though.
Oh, sorry, man. That's proper made me giggle. That was excellent, and I did not see that coming. I had to explain the Mimi McPherson porn. Remember that? All those years ago. So I was a bouncer back then, and every bloke that worked in that pub had a copy of it, and they put it up on the big screen. I was like, this poor woman does not. And then I watched, and I was like, actually, that poor woman got fucked in the sloppiest, laziest fuck. If I was that dude, and he's the guy who released it, he tried to blackmail her dad.
Right.
Her and her dad just went, fucking go for it, not being blackmailed. So he released it out to everybody. And there's this shitty, coked off his face fuckhead who just half fucks her and then gets off the bed and she has to finish herself off. And I'm like, I wouldn't be releasing that to the world, you cockhead. Or I saw that and I was like, I am whoever that man is, I'm never fucking him.
Men don't know, though. I mean, I do because I'm in touch from a feminine side. But
don't know if they're bad roots.
If they're bad roots.
I should probably stop telling them then.
Oh, do you tell them?
Oh, if they could put more effort in, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking hell.
Oh, fuck.
Like a running commentary like Ray Warren's there. Oh, goodness.
Oh, you need to speed up there. Oh, my
probably
God.
Probably going to find himself in reserve grade next week.
Oh, you're on the bench, Tiger. We're going to bring in the big boys. No, but I don't. You know, okay, here's your performance evaluation, but I want to be fucked a different way every time.
Oh, God, so, we started fucking dark early.
I want a different thing every time. So how are they meant to know that if I don't tell them? So right. I tell them and then I tell them that was perfect. Or, ooh, maybe next time when I ask you to do blah, blah, jam this there. Look, is that generic enough for you? Jam this there. How about that?
It makes me think of what it is, where there is.
Oh, it's all the places, Mick.
Can't be that many places.
I did say just stick it anywhere. Not my eye, though. That's going to hurt. Don't stick it in my eye. Sorry, I just made myself laugh.
Good name for a song, stick it in my eye.
I went to a sex toy party before all this COVID shit kicked off, and I bought a couple of bits and pieces because I'm fairly well tooled up. I'm sure that's not the phrase I'm looking for. I've got a fairly healthy sex toy drawer. Nope, that still doesn't sound right.
What is the clientele there?
Well, this was like a Tupperware party where someone comes into your house and shows everything, and it was a girlfriend's birthday.
And who's the deliverer? What's she like? Is she flamboyant and
she was flamboyant.
Eccentric?
No, she was just
and hot.
Nope, normal person.
Right.
Just this is for boys, this is for girls, this is for, you know, you can use this is for boys, but girls can use it in this, or you know, all that kind of stuff.
Was there giggling?
There was some giggling. It was funny to watch. So this particular group of people, we all do Zumba together, right? So I got invited because I go twice a year.
Do you go to Zumba twice a year?
Yeah, probably. Maybe. And I'm always hungover when I do it. I'm so uncoordinated. Watching me do Zumba is fucking hilarious. It is hilarious.
I taught aerobics the other day.
Oh, nice. Did they all have coordination?
No. Oh, fucking shit.
Yeah, there you go. That's me. I somehow can punch myself in the face. I am so special when it comes to that kind of thing. But so these are women that don't necessarily hang out with each other on a day-to-day basis, but they do Zumba together a couple of times a week and have a coffee afterwards. But they're not like, you know, they're not like a close circle of friends.
Are they all horn bags?
So, well, some of them are, and some of them are like, don't even look at that. Like, it was really interesting to watch the dynamics evolve. And the hottest chick there was like, oh, I'm afraid I've bought too many sex toys. I think my husband's going to be upset. And I went, let me tell you, no man has ever gone, I can't believe you spent so much money on things that are going to make us have a fucking ball in the bedroom. Like, they were all couple toys.
Oh, right.
And she was like, I think I've spent too much money. And I was like, I know your husband. He will be fine with how much you spend today. But this woman was trying to, I think she kind of sussed out that when they were saying, this is what this is for, I'd get a couple of sideways glances like, do people really use this? I don't know why I get to be the delegated fucking hornbag of the group, but fair. And so she was like, and here we have some, oh, was it Hawaiian flavored lube? And I went, what?
Ham and pineapple.
And she, that's what I was like.
Spam.
I mean, what do you mean Hawaiian? And she goes, tastes a little bit like a Midori splice. And I went, I don't want cocks to taste like Midori splice.
What do you want fucking want flavored lube for?
Cock flavored.
Isn't that what
cock.
Fucking saliva's for?
Well, there's, I mean, if you're jamming toys in different places, you might need to lube up in different ways. Maybe there's not enough.
But why does it need flavour?
I don't think it does.
When are you going to put your mouth on it?
Yeah, I don't think it does. I think flavours are a terrible idea. Not to mention the preservatives that are in there are probably going to do way more damage to me than anything else.
It's like fucking flavoured fly spray. You're not going to fucking lick it.
Yeah. What, oh, God, there's a horrible smelling fly spray out at the moment. And every time I walk into anywhere that's used it, you're like, fuck, my eyes. Is there napalm in that?
Yeah.
My eyes are stinging.
Some fucking nasty flies out there.
Yeah, there are some nasty flies, motherfuckers.
Nasty fucking flies out there.
Have you got any songs that make you tear up? You're one of the things I love about you, Mick, and I do like to say complimentary things on air rather than just saying it to you because I think it should go on record. You are a blokey bloke, but you're super sensitive, and I love that about you. So I figured if anyone's got a song that might make you tear up.
Songs? No, not really. I don't think so.
I was in my house the other day and my little neighbour was practising whatever she was practising and she played Rainbow Connection and made me cry. And I was like, fuck, that song makes me cry. Puff the Magic Dragon makes me bawl.
Do you know my connection with Rainbow Connection?
Oh, what's your connection?
Wedding Waltz.
No, really?
Yes.
You did a wedding waltz to Rainbow Connection?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about that.
That doesn't make me fucking cry.
It doesn't make you cry. Make you punch holes in the wall, Mick? Is that what it does?
That doesn't make punch holes in the wall. It's
oh,
a good
the
song
other song.
I did actually learn that on ukulele. Actually.
Oh, did you? Nice. Did it get the song. Demons out when you learned how to play it?
Oh, it doesn't even.
Oh, wow. So it doesn't
operate
at
just,
all.
No, it's just a past.
The other
it
song
doesn't
that
bother me at all.
Makes me bawl is Sammy Davis Jr. sang it.
Mr. Bojangles.
That one.
Mr.
Fucking
Bojangles.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah. I
cry, man.
That.
I just, if I hear someone doing a good version of it. Oh,
yeah.
Also, I went to see Queen last year and I'd never heard anyone sing Who Wants to Live Forever is my favourite song in the world. I'd never heard anyone sing it live because it's technically really fucking hard. And Adam Lambert just
Lambert.
Knocked it out. Oh, shit, he was good. He knocked it out of the park and I was just standing there in absolute tears. Like, I wasn't even, I wasn't like emotionally crying. I just found myself crying.
Right.
And my mate that I went with went, you all right? I'm like, yeah, it's beautiful. Like, he was so, I've got goosebumps talking about it. He was so good.
He was great.
Fuck, that guy can sing. Oh, you saw him at the Firefight concert.
Oh, yeah. I cried at watching a movie the other day.
What'd you watch?
Brittany Runs a Marathon.
Oh, wow.
It was very
that
true
is
to me.
Not what I was expecting you to say. True to you how? Because I haven't seen it.
Because she was fat and then she learns to run. And
oh.
Then she, well, it's a very.
I thought it was
sticks.
A comedy. It's a bit funny.
Drama comedy.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Very
I'm
good movie.
So it's worth
yeah,
a watch.
I think you probably have to be a runner, though.
It's not fucking me.
But I cried at Ricky Gervais, too. Fuck, that's full on.
Yeah, see, I've had mates from all over the place, you need to watch this, you need to watch this. And I'm like, I'm my dad's carer. I probably don't need to be watching
no, but
things
we discussed
about people
this last
dying.
Time.
Oh,
it's
did
not
we?
About,
was that you?
It's not about that.
Oh, it's his love of his life that dies, isn't it? Not,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
But he's depressed. But it's like there was a scene talking to his dad and I fucking cried.
Oh, really? Because your dad's just passed away fairly recently. Yeah.
And there's
you're
a
allowed
scene,
to cry that?
Scene of the last scene of the second series. Like, so fucking, it's so full on.
Really?
I mean, you know it's a TV show and you know that's what's going to happen. But
yeah, but still, like you know, you're allowed to. I like it when a piece of music or a movie or a TV show gets me to that. Like if I'm, cause I'm
very good, isn't it?
It takes me a lot to be concentrating and invested. Like it really, for my mind not to wander, it takes a lot. So if I'm watching it and I'm invested and then I have an emotional reaction to it, fucking sweet. I'm a huge fan of that.
Speaking of songs though, I've been in COVID, I've been revisiting really old albums.
Oh yeah?
And listening to the whole album on Spotify.
The wonderful Ange has just helped me out with Spotify.
The wonderful Ange?
The wonderful Ange.
The old whale whisperer.
Ooh. For context, for everyone else out there, we were out one night. And Ange, where Ange lives, that whales kind of cruise by. And she was doing an impression of the whales talking to each other. And it was so fucking funny.
It was very good.
And then we asked her to do it again.
And she never would do it.
Yeah, she's like, nope.
Why wouldn't she do it? Jeez, that was a good time in my life.
If you're living just around the corner
on us.
That
was great.
Heading out and getting drunk.
So much fun.
It was fun.
So much alcohol.
She did such a good job, though, that I'm always like, anytime she starts, I've got to not react. I've got to go like, oh, I think she's doing it. Because if I do with my face like, oh, and then she just stops straight off. You're like, come on, bro. Give me, you know what I'm wanting. Come on. Outstanding. So what, apart from Britney, ran the marathon? Oh, no, you were talking about the albums you've been reviewing.
Yes.
What have you been listening to?
Oh, the new wave of British heavy metal.
Oh, back really?
In the late 70s, early 80s, just listening to albums from start to finish and going, yes, it was as good as I thought, and then getting to some albums and going, what was I thinking?
What a piece of
what
shit this was.
What was I thinking? Oh, my
you
Lord.
You know what I used to love about that was how much consideration went into the structure of the album?
Yes.
So this song and then this song and then this song, which is something that kind of shitted me when everything went to iTunes and it would just kind of randomly, or it would download songs in order of time or in order, you know, what alphabetical, and you lost that.
Yep.
And I love that. I also love sitting down, going through liner notes and and seeing, you know, oh, the drummer would like to thank blah, blah, and the, you know, that sort
of
stuff.
Oh, my God.
I love it. I love that.
He loves fucking milk and so do I.
Well, because I found Mark of Cain through Henry Rollins. I'm a massive Rollins band fan.
Oh, he was a massive Mark of Cain.
Yeah. And then Henry, like, you know, oh, there's this band out of Adelaide in Australia called Mark of Cain. I'm like, fucking get into it. And I was like, Jesus Christ, they're coming to play at my pub. Like, because they were no ones when I first, when I, you know, Rollins talked about them. I'm like, fuck, they're playing at the pub on Saturday night. How good's this? And then I stood side of stage and just went, holy fuck.
Yeah, powerful shit.
Powerful. Jesus. That drummer, he just went through, I reckon I counted 20 drumsticks and he was and I stopped counting. Like he's just straight through them. There's just fucking wood flying everywhere. They hit shit hard. And the bass player, Christ. They're brothers, aren't they?
Guitarist and the bass player were brothers, weren't they?
Yeah, and I think they had like super duper nerdy jobs in their real jobs. They were like naval engineers or
maybe yes.
They had something, and I always found it really interesting because they designed things for either the army or the navy, and then spoke about anti-war stuff at night. And I was like, how does that work exactly? It would be like Frank Turner taking a contract to, I don't know, increase capitalism in the UK. Like that's not what you sing about at night. Kind of strange. Did we had tickets to go see Frank Turner again? Didn't we? Didn't you buy tickets for us?
We did.
And everything's been cancelled?
Yes, we got the money back.
Oh, good. Because I bought tickets to go see Lior, and I've not got my money back from that yet.
Well, I bought tickets to Teenage Bottle Rocket to take you along to introduce them to a fucking fantastic punk band, and I got the money back. But then I bought tickets to Venom Inc.
Ooh.
And it's postponed.
Yeah, that's...
And I lost the ticket.
Oh, shit. The ticket.
I was just going to say, did I send it to you?
The extra ticket. I was like, did you just buy a ticket for yourself? You lost
the
ticket.
No, I bought two tickets.
Awesome. You did not send it to me.
No.
No.
It's not prayer. I don't know what to do.
I reckon if you get a hold of them, it should be sweet. My dad always struggles to buy birthday and Christmas presents for me. And so, because I'd been asking him about our family, I try to ask him questions where it doesn't sound like I think he's going to die tomorrow. Like, hey, Dad, and I know that he's told me this shit 100 times and I just can't remember. He busted out a new story the other day. I was like, for fuck's sake, you tell me the same story probably every 3 weeks.
Really?
And then you just busted this one out where I've never heard it before.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, oh, I was over in America and staying with, like, Bruce Devlin was quite a famous golfer back then and Bruce, I call him Mr. Devlin, and Dad's like, you're a grown woman. Stop
grown
it.
Woman. Call him Uncle Bruce.
Mr. Devlin was Dad's best man at Mum and Dad's wedding. So it's like they've been mates for 100 years. But back when Dad used to travel to America for work, Bruce picked him up. They were going to the airport. They'd been running around during the day. Picked him up, going to the airport and get to the end of the road and it's like highway's there. Dad knows the airport's right and Bruce turns left. And Dad's like, well, hang on, I know I'm not from here, but... Is the airport not that way? And he's like, you've been in the country 4 fucking minutes. How about you just let me drive you around? I was like, it's good to hear that his friends talk to him the same way that my friends talk to me. Oi, fuckhead, shut up.
Hey.
So So they're driving along. He said, and all of a sudden we pull into this like grand estate, like this someone, there's one house way, way, way down the driveway and there's this fucking glorious. And he's like, where the hell are we going? He says, shut up, for Christ's sake, just let me do my thing. Anyway, they turn up. They've turned up to Jack Nicklaus's house.
Right.
And he's like, gets out of the car and Dad and Jack used to be pretty good mates. And he's like, g'day, mate, like the big hugs. And then Dad's like, so are we picking you up to go to the airport? He's like, no, I'm taking you to Orlando or wherever the fuck they were going to. So they went in his little private jet.
Right.
I was like, that's next level money.
Wow.
When you've got a plane, not even I can charter a plane to get us there. When you got a plane on your fucking property.
On the property.
And you've got a.
All right, so they had a runway.
Yeah. And you've got. So it turns out the guy that was his pilot was also his boat captain. So he was permanently employed as right. Like, that's fucking next level money. And this had to have been in the 70s or maybe late 60s. Well, that's proper coin from fucking golf.
Wow.
That I am shit at.
Yeah, I'm shit at golf. I sold me golf.
Yeah, so you got rid of your golf clubs. We're always going to go and bang out a couple of buckets of balls up near me. You're like,
fucking,
nut.
Fucking, you know, there's a point where I'm wasting me time here. Wasting me fucking time.
So you didn't find it relaxing?
No.
I still laugh.
Stressful.
I still laugh at my Asian friend when I was studying accountancy who her maths were off the chart but her English wasn't very good. So we used to pair up and I would get her. She could work faster than me numbers wise and I could write faster than her English wise. So we'd pair up and we'd kind of exchange notes and stuff. And she was mad keen on golf, like had three lessons a week. She was here from Taiwan and she was putting herself through accounting so that she could get a good job so she could bring her husband and their child over. I'm like, fuck, that's commitment, man. Being away from your partner to better educate yourself to get a better life. I'm like, fuck.
We don't know anything.
Nah.
No.
Don't know struggle.
Nah.
And so she was like, she was having lessons. And when I told her that Dad was on the board out of the Australian, she fucking lost her mind. She's like, I would love to play out of the Australian. And I was like,
You just do a little bit of an
And I said, no, I slowed down how I spoke because she was very considered in her language. And so I said to her, you know, I'd love to be able to play golf. Okay, I'd love to have a round of golf with my dad. Now, Dad hasn't played golf in fucking 10 years, so that's not going to happen. But I wouldn't mind getting, you know, I can hit a ball really far and really straight.
Yes,
that's
I
all I know.
So.
That's all I know I
and
can
you'd
do.
Make it sound.
it's like my mate's dad who said, just have a go at this. I hit it and he's like, holy fuck. And my mate's dad never swore. And I was like, what? And he goes, that's a really long way. And I'm like, is it? Maybe it was a fluke. Had another go. Just straight line, dunk. And then he's like, okay, now bring it back 50%. I can't do that.
Oh.
I have on or off. Yeah, that is my entire life.
Oh, well, isn't that for fucking the club size though, 50%?
I don't know. I don't know enough about it.
Mm.
But my friend, when I said, I wouldn't mind learning how to play golf, she started to laugh so hard. I'm like, what are you laughing at? And she goes, how do I say this? Your temperament and golf, very funny.
Oh,
I was
right,
like, yeah. What? And she goes, oh, putting. That's all she said. I was just like, hey, I'm right here. And so I think she might be right, though, because I've gone and bashed a couple of buckets of balls with Dad up at Terry Hills. And same thing. I just don't have any. I'm on or I'm off. That's it. I'm with you or I'm not. It's like a metaphor for my life.
Golf, it's a shit of a game. Waste of a walk, they say.
Yeah, but I play gridiron, so well, I don't anymore. I've got to stop saying that. I don't play gridiron. I once played gridiron.
I once played gridiron.
I kept saying to myself, once I get this ACL and hip flexor sorted out, I might go back. Well, they're sorted out and my brain's going, you cannot spare the brain cells. Your memory is already shit and you already have no idea what's going on. So stop bashing your head against other
Too
things.
Old, mate.
Yeah.
Give it away, mate.
It hurts to say, but I am. I'm too old. So, Dad, that's where I started. I ask him questions. He said, what do you want to know that for? I'm like, once you go, I've got no idea where our family, I don't know anything about any of them. I don't know their names. I don't know where they were born. So he got me an Ancestry.com subscription.
Yeah, we got one of them.
Have you found anything out that you didn't know?
Only Ancestry, not people.
So you just know, like, countries that you came from?
Yeah.
Would you do the DNA test?
Yeah, we did the DNA
test. Oh, did you?
Yeah, we did the DNA.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
See, I'm so paranoid. You know what I'm like.
Why?
Because now they've got my well, if I do it, they've got my DNA on file.
You're a fuckwit. We're going to fucking die soon. And China's invading any day.
You're 55, I'm 45.
Live life. Live life, dickhead. Now, I was mostly Irish, bit of Scottish, bit of English, a bit of African.
Really?
and a bit of...
Explains your schlong then, does it, mate?
Yeah, a bit of... definitely going to get it there. And...
I shouldn't be laughing so hard at that.
Aboriginal.
Are you really? Nice. Yeah. Did you ever find out where from? Or
no, I can't work out where from. I can't work out where from. But I've watched a lot, because it's Reconciliation Week. There's a lot of people saying how they... they just wiped it out, like just didn't tell anyone that they're... As the generations came along. I mean, I had no idea. It just could be...
I wonder if it's mum or dad, though.
I don't know.
There's no way of finding out because they're both gone now, hey?
Yeah. Well, they didn't know either, though.
Yeah, but if your DNA swabbed your dad and it came out side.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I'm pretty close to finishing my degree. I've satisfied all my... So I'm doing a psych degree with a minor in Indigenous studies, and I've satisfied all my Indigenous studies aspect. One of the things I found out early on, I think I've told you that I often sit down to do my essays and just bore my fucking eyes out because it's appalling some of the stuff that's happened. But yeah, lots of things like if you wanted a passport and you're an Indigenous person, you had to change your surname, move away from where you grew up, and you weren't allowed to tell your stories or sing your songs. Like that's
shit.
Boom, that's a whole generation gone. You're never going to find your way back home after that. Just like my dad the other day goes, I was just watching a doco, and I was like, fucking what? There's no sport on TV. I was just watching a doco, and he said, did you know that Indigenous people who fought for Australia in World War II got home, and once they landed in Sydney, off you go then. And if they lived in Adelaide, they had to get their own way home.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know that actually. Of all the shit things that I did know, that's not one of them. And he's like, wait, fucking, you come from out the back of Bourke, good luck, no money, no anything. You're like, Jesus Christ. And the other thing was that the soldiers, as they sent money back home, the white soldiers, they sent money back home through the army. The money went to the wives. Indigenous soldiers sent money back home. No.
Oh, right.
Never made it to the... No, they...
Yeah, they were never, like, acknowledged either, were they?
No. I've actually got a book I found up in... might have been when I was up in Alice Springs, called Our Mob Served. And it's a book on Indigenous soldiers throughout time. And, you know, they turn up every fucking conflict. I'm like, wow, that's really impressive that you still go to fight for a country that's treating you like shit. That's still treating you like shit. Like it's still, there's still not a whole lot of.
Oh mate, it's just fucking. Like, just you do anything on Facebook, mate. You fucking, geez, you draw out some fuckheads.
Yeah, I'm very lucky in that I wear my heart on my sleeve. Like this is what I think, and I don't give a fuck about your politics. If you don't like it, just fucking, no need to comment. I keep saying to one of my friends, you know what? The whole world doesn't need to know everything you think about everything. So if you don't like one of my comments, just fucking scroll on by or put me on silent. I don't care. But, yeah, I'm really like anything that any of my Indigenous mates post, if I go, I reckon most of Australia don't know that, reshare. And it's interesting that how quickly it either – you can tease out your friends real fast.
Yeah.
They're either supportive and they're like, fuck, that's really – I posted a thing the other day about Rio Tinto blowing up a whole bunch of – land outside of Tom Price. It was 46,000 years old.
That was horrible.
Direct lineage of 4,000-year-old culture.
Yeah.
Because to claim native title, you have to prove that your people have been on that land the whole time. They just fucking blew it up. There's no proving anything because the cunts have just blown it up. Yeah. So I posted that, and I was furious when I read that because the land out there is stunning. And I say that like the land everywhere else in Australia isn't stunning, but I've spent time up there and it's fucking beautiful. And to think that these cunts have just blown it up. So I shared that and I was amazed, like 48 people have shared it as well. Like it's making its way around. Because you know all that like, oh, why are they so angry? Why can't they just get over it? Because it hasn't stopped yet. That's why.
And it wasn't that long ago.
You can't get over something that is A, still happening, and B, the worst of the worst was like 5 seconds ago in the grand scheme of things. It just, things like that I tease out real fast. And it's great because I'm a great unfriender. Like,
oh, do you unfriend? No, I fucking,
you can fuck off. You can fuck
off. I hang in there until they leave.
Nice. I'm going to make this. I think that's our couple style. I think that's, I break up. I'm like, fuck, I'm out. You're shit. And you're like, I'm going to make you leave me.
Oh, no, I leave them. No, so the one the other day, I shared some Indigenous stuff the other day and this fucking bloke sort of went, yeah, but they're not even Indigenous. I'm like, what do you mean? He says, well, if you know anything about Aboriginal history, they came here from somewhere else. And I went, what? 60,000 years ago.
Yeah,
it's not Indigenous. And I'm like, okay.
Fucking hell.
Okay, man. There's no arguing that, is there?
Jesus Christ. I do. I posted the other
we're
day.
We're 250 years ago, but we're Indigenous.
Yeah, no, but we're like, I was born here. Get on your mate. Yeah. Fuckhead. God, it fires me up. I was laughing the other day because I posted about some stupid mole in a car coming the other way who just couldn't drive a car, didn't know how big it was.
Mole.
Freaked out. I love it. It's one of my favourite. Fucking mole.
What a mole.
Just like the driving towards me. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'll play chicken with you and I'll win. I'm in my dad's Falcon. Like, this thing is insured for way more than it's worth. Hit me, I very dare you. And she like freaked out and proper like from inside the car, unhappy. And I just stayed in my lane. She was going the opposite way to me. She had to like pull over. But there was a state transit bus behind her who was perfectly in his lane. I'm like, if the bus can drive down this street and you can't, you're a fuckhead. And I posted that and it made me laugh how many of my mates were like, yeah, fucking new money versus old money. And I was like, it made me giggle that here I am on actual stolen land going, these fucking cunts who move here who can't drive. Yeah. I was like, oh, the irony. Like, it just really made me chuckle. I was like, fucking hell. I caught myself though and went, you're a cockhead. So, you know, at least I'm not the biggest cockhead I know.
You got anything exciting to close us out?
Are we there already?
Yeah, fucking hell.
Well, I just cast an eye over at your, Mick is currently making exercise programs for people. And I just looked over and I saw the word thrust and snatch. And I was like, fucking hell, mate, what's going on with that?
Clean and jerk.
Are there any non-sexual fucking dead, even deadlift sounds a little bit necrophiliac. Deadlift.
Snatch. You know, I've said snatch, haven't I?
Are there anything, like, is that on purpose? Has the gym industry always been predominantly blokes full of testosterone? They're like, let's call it snatch.
Well, it is actually pretty much the description of the move.
Right. It's making it dirty, is that what you're saying?
So the snatch is from the ground. Snatching it from the ground. Sorry. Deadlift is picking up dead off the ground. Fucking thruster is pushing it up in the air.
Right. So pushing it up in the air is not elevating it. You wouldn't call it that.
The elevator.
You've got to call it the thrust. It just sounds all creepily
not
sexual.
As if fucking you should give a shit the way you talk. You should be happy with it.
Oh, I love, nothing gets me worked up more than going to the gym and the room. I'm out in the weights room and it's the big boys room and I'm lifting heavy things and I'm hearing lots of and the smell is testosterone and I'm like, oh yeah, that's exciting. All of my senses. I love the sound, I love the smell, I love the view, happy days. But then there's always that one fuckhead who just ruins it for everyone by like, you're like, oh, I will fucking end you. You're ruining a perfectly good porn session. Oh, you've got like a normal person gym.
Oh, mine's just a high intensity workout gym. So everyone's fucking sweating and making noises.
The owner came over a while ago. And so the owner's a mate of mine's brother of my gym a while ago. Fuck, it's ages ago now because we haven't been allowed back in gyms for fucking ever. And he said, we're just doing some promo work. Do you mind if we just video you while you do your deadlifts? And I was like,
you've told this story before. Yeah, you're like, scared because you fucking lift like a little girl.
Yeah, I was like, not these weights. And he's like, oh. Like, no, I'm not. No one is videoing me lifting what I know is half of what I can lift. It might have even been less at that stage. And he's like, we fucking lift as much as that cunt over there. I was like, well, then video him and let him be the fucking pussy. No, thank you. I've got to stop calling people pussies.
I think you can call people pussies. Yeah. Because you're the toughest chick in comedy.
Got to get a new bio line too.
Toughest chick in comedy. Well, no, not really. It's still a good brand.
It's a good brand. It's at least when people book me, they know what they're getting. Because every now and then I'll get an email like, need a female comic. And I'm like, I am not your female comic. Yeah. Just, you know what? Here's a couple of clips. Watch that and get back to me. And often crickets. Don't hear
it. Such a different. Oh, well, it's like, what do you ask for? I mean, it's just such female comedy. It's just so many different fucking variations.
Absolutely.
And genres.
Yeah, it's like saying we need a male comic. We'll fucking throw a dart. Which one are you picking? Like, what's...
Yeah, but if someone wants to book a... Okay, do you want a blokey comic? We want a highbrow. I think it's easily defined. When women's comedy is just fucking great. It's very diverse and
It is now.
Yeah, but, it wasn't.
But I think there's still that kind of hangover of we need a girl on the bill, and you're like, might need to be a little bit more descriptive than a girl.
even apart from you, some of the girls' comedy is not what people would be expecting.
No,
it's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I do get a lot of like, why do all you women comics have to be so rough on stage? And I'm like, well, that's my actual personality. So.
Yeah.
But yes, I do know some comics who fire it up on stage and then are not like that at all off stage. But I'm like, fucking, why don't you ask the boys that? Ask the boys that. Why are you pretending to be a ladies' man on stage? We all know you couldn't get a room with a fistful of 50s in a brothel. Like, why? Why would you? You don't ask the boys that. It's hilarious.
I heard a great saying the other day.
What's
up? Yeah, and a good old saying. It's a stupid saying, like, so stupid if you fell into a barrel, full of tits, he'd come up sucking his thumb. It's a great old line, isn't it?
That's wonderful. I quite love that.
And if, well, you can subscribe to us. We mentioned the last podcast, but you give us a rating. Need to
rate us.
Get up the fucking charts.
If you need a blowjob for the fucking rating, just let me know.
Really?
Yep, I had to take it.
I'm going
to
edit that out.
Oh, you're a big fucking wussy man.